If you have been going places and doing things in the Kenai Peninsula for several years, undoubtedly at one of those places, you have seen the work of Edward Marsh. He is a supreme photographer that does some of the things that the eye doesn't even conceive or picture when you're out looking at things. But his Enlighten the Dark photography is the show over at the Kenai Visitor Center and Culture Center, and it is one of the most fantastic First Friday shows that I've seen. I have the privilege of meeting and talking with Ed Marsh for the first time in many years, even though I've been familiar with your work. When did you first get involved with photography and start doing these magnificent things, Ed?
Probably when I was 20.
It's about 100 years ago.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, I did it for a while until mom and dad said, no, son, go to college. So put the camera down and life took over. And once I retired from the oil field, I picked up a camera and this is my true calling.
I figured you must have been in the oil field for a while. It molds your personality. And you've got one of those oily personalities. But the work that you have is that you've transitioned from film, obviously, when you first got started, into digital photography. And because I've also gone through those years of transition, did you ever anticipate that digital would be what it is today and that film would absolutely be replaced?
No, at first I thought, what the heck are they doing? But now that I'm involved in it, it's amazing because you can shoot something and see the results right away and adjust to whatever you need to do. And that's just a big advantage in photography today.
Now, your work has been displayed at the Flats, before that at Kaladi Brothers, at the original Kaladi Brothers, and I've also seen it in homes and other lodges because it has a decor and a energy that really doesn't come through with any other media that I've seen, Ed. What do you do to develop? You start out with a shot, and then how does it turn into some of these things that we're seeing here at the show tonight?
Well, I think it actually starts with taking the shot. Like some of them I shoot at a certain specific time of day because the lighting's right and the animal look is brightened by the conditions. You know, and everybody knows in photography, shoot at the golden hour, early in the morning or late at night. And then once I have the shots taken, I develop them in Lightroom and use a couple Lightroom plugins. And then this is the end result. Other than I do prefer metal because the details and the color is much better in a metal print than any other medium.
And, of course, you remember before we ever had metal printed, but it has given photography a new image and a new media that becomes decorations in the homes that we've never had before. Is that all due to digital technology and the advancement of AT?
As far as I know, that is true. I think it would have to be a digital print. I don't think you could use film to put it on the metal. So you'd have to make a print out of it from the negative, and that way you could put it on the metal if you wanted to.
Now, how long will your show be hanging here at the Visitor Center in Kenai?
This will be up for the rest of the month of April.
Okay, and if people want to not only see the work, but can they come here and then say, I want to hang that in my living room or my bedroom, is it available for sale here?
It's available here at the Visitor Center. They'll take your money. And also, I have a website, and my Instagram is the most current images that I have.
And what are your plans for the future? You're a young man. You're still trying to figure out what you want to do when you grow up. And what might that be?
Oh, I'm definitely a photographer because I lose myself in my camera. Doesn't matter who I'm with, where I am, what time of day, I'm just done. That's what I know that I need to do and want to do. So,
you must be no fun to travel with. Well, what trips do you have? And I'm trying to lead you into your trip that you're going to do tigers.
Right. I'm headed to India for a month in the month of May to June. And I'm also headed to hopefully a camp in Hallow Bay, also camping in a remote river in Katmai National Park called Moraine Creek in August. And I have a couple other fly-in trips for a day this summer, and also McNeil River.
That sounds like an enlightening experience.
Why, thank you. It quite is, because I've seen the largest congregation of bald eagles, the largest congregation of brown bears in the world, been at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, and it's just totally an enlightening situation. And I'm glad finally to start seeing Alaska, because it has so much to offer.
You've had an exciting life, sir.
Why, thank you so much.
Edward S. Murch, the photographer behind Enlighten the Dark Photography, now on display over in Kenai at the Visitor Center. I'm Merrill Sikorsky, returning you to that shutter speed sound of KSRM.